Welcome to the October issue of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Our guest today is Mr. Doug Ashley, Chairman of the Board of Delta County Commissioners and Commissioner for Delta County District Number 1. I'm joined also by Mr. Eric Gould, News Director for KVNF, who will also be seeking comment from our guest. Thank you, Doug, for taking the time to come into KVNF today and talking to our listeners.
My pleasure, Mr. Belmont.
We understand your term as county commissioner ends this year, so this is the last time we'll have the pleasure of having you on the Delta County Commissioner's Report program. We look forward to meeting your successor, and I trust you will let him know that appearing on this program once every 3 months has become, at least unofficially, a part of the commissioner's job description.
Well, it's ingrained in all of the commissioners.
It's ingrained.
We remind each other each month of whose turn it is. And it's been fun to come up and visit with you.
I was looking at my file on this, and actually, this is the 25th year that we've done this program. We started it 25 years ago.
Well, that's marvelous. And I think you told me that Donna Ferganchik, who was a commissioner way back then, helped start this.
I think Donna was in the first group. And it was my idea in the beginning to have all three commissioners on the program at once. Well, that obviously was not practical. And so we set it up at 1, 2, 3, you know, so on. And we've had some great times, and we've had a couple of rough times and so on, but somehow it's survived.
Well, this show's really a credit to you, Mr. Belmont, and
well,
it's a pleasure talking
with
you.
It's a credit to KVNF, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, let's start. The Delta County Independent today reports in their October 1st meeting, the county commissioners passed a resolution opposing Proposition 112, which will be on state ballot on Election Day, November 6th. This proposition requires that, and I quote from the manual that's been distributed, proposition says that new oil and natural gas development be located at least 2,500 feet from occupied structures, water sources, and areas designated as vulnerable. Some authorities estimate that if passed, this proposition will eliminate over $26 billion annually in GDP economic growth and more than $1 billion in state and local tax revenue this year. Why did you all take this position?
The commissioners took this position after much thought and consideration by each of us as individuals. The numbers that you have quoted previously here was a study conducted by the REMI Partnership, which is a coalition of state business groups, found that the initiative would eliminate over $26 billion, that's with a B, annually in state GDP, and more than $1 billion in state and local income tax revenue. And more importantly, they stated that it would also eliminate 150,000 jobs in the state of Colorado. Now, to me, that is a big number. Those are big numbers.
They certainly are.
On the state's revenue. And whereas they also say that about 232,000 jobs are supported by oil and natural gas development, and that would equate to about 6.5% of the total employment in the state. And this is according to a study done by PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is a reputable firm. And so when the commissioners looked at all this, we decided that what we're really talking about here is 2,500-foot setback that we believe would have a very negative impact on not just Delta County, but really what we're talking about here is the whole state of Colorado.
The whole state, yeah.
And furthermore, we were influenced by the candidates that are running for governor. Every candidate, both from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, had said they opposed Proposition 112. And now that we have the two final candidates, Jared Polis and Walker Stapleton, they both oppose 112. And so the commissioners feel like in passing this resolution that the question has to be asked, if this passes, how does the state make up that kind of revenue? And since the state operates on a balanced budget, just like the county has to, that means what programs will be cut? Because it's very doubtful if you can find, I don't think you can find that much revenue.
New revenue to replace it.
To replace it.
Sure.
And so, therefore, that means there would have to be dramatic cuts in services that are provided to the citizens. And that's just not plausible at this time in the commissioner's opinion. So that's some of the reasons.
Yeah. Tell me, who, what groups or what people are pushing this? How did this thing originate to begin with? Because you've explained it, it has certainly obvious economic negatives for the state. Who's pushing it?
Well, I can't identify a single group, but I will identify that there are a lot of citizens that are concerned about oil and gas development. It certainly is a factor, not so much in Delta County, but we do have it right across the line in Gunnison County. And we do have it in Garfield County. We have a lot of it there. We have a lot in Well County and other counties scattered around Colorado. And people are concerned about their water. They're concerned about noise. They're concerned about a variety of issues like that. And they want to make sure they're safe. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, being safe. Those are all things that we think we ought to take into consideration. But a 2,500-foot setback is an arbitrary number, in our opinion. And so those things can still be achieved without writing something like that into our Constitution.
Doug, last month in our session with Commissioner Robert, we noted that close to 1,200 acres of Delta County had been registered for the cultivation of industrial hemp. What's the current status of this?
Well, it's still unknown. We'll be starting harvest, and hemp is a commodity, and so we'll see what the end product is and what the revenue is. As you well know, the Delta County Commissioners did not ban hemp. It's legal in Delta County. There's still question about it somewhat, perhaps the seed from the federal government, but people are growing this. They see it as an alternative crop potential that would drive more revenue for agriculture in Delta County. So we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode what's the harvest going to look like? And then the processing of the product, you know, where is the market and how much revenue can be earned by the various farmers that are engaged in this crop.
Do you think it would be a significant value agricultural-wise for the county if it went forward?
Well, we believed all along that there's potential revenue in it, but I'd caution people, in my opinion, it's like any other farm commodity. Some of it is driven by supply and demand. And so heretofore, the supply of hemp products, particularly the oil, has been very short supply, and therefore we've had fairly high prices. But as that commodity grows, what will that do to the price? And that's what we really want to see as it goes forward. And remember, this is not only going on in Delta County, it's happening across the state of Colorado where you have tillable acres. So it's not just Delta County that's engaged in this new venture.
I think it's very unfortunate that it's gotten so tied up with this marijuana thing, which is really a small part of the picture.
Well, there's a lot of uses for hemp.
What I mean. There are a lot of very, very important, legitimate uses, making rope, making textiles, doing a lot of things. Yeah.
And the hemp oil. What I think we're interested in seeing, okay, heretofore, like I've said, there's been a huge market for particularly oil products. There may be other uses, as you've described. So by producing the product, then we can really see, we can measure what the dollar revenue is to individual producers. And so this is really the first year we've had significant acres in Delta County, and it's going to take a little time to sort this out.
Sure. Okay, Doug, I'm going to turn you over to Eric. He has some pertinent questions to throw at you. Eric, you're on.
Thank you, Felix Belmont. I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News, and thank you, Commissioner Ashley. I just have a couple of follow-up comments to Felix's questions, and then we'll get to some of my questions of my own. Starting with this one we were just talking about now with hemp, I think the main issue is hemp and marijuana sometimes get confused, but they are two very separate plants and two very separate issues in terms of regulations. And in terms of the hemp specifically, is Delta County concerned about changing regulations from year to year? And no one really knows for sure what the hemp regulations are yet. And maybe that's one of the reasons why it's been so slow to come around here.
Well, we don't really have a specific regulation on hemp other than it's legal to grow. And that's it. We want to see what happens. Now, hemp production is regulated by the Colorado Department of Agriculture. And one of the things that they do verify and check is the amount of THC in hemp. It has to be below a certain level to be considered legal hemp. And so that's under the purview of the state of Colorado Department of Ag, not necessarily the commissioners. All we said is we, as commissioners, you can grow it legally in Delta County, provided you meet the guidelines of the Colorado Department of Agriculture.
And then a follow-up to Proposition 112. As you mentioned, it is one of the most controversial propositions on the ballot this time around here in November. And you mentioned the counties that surround Delta County that have a very large oil and gas presence. Delta County doesn't quite yet, but there's some on the books. They're talking about Bull Mountain. They're talking about lease sales for the North Fork Valley coming up here in December. And I wonder, the Delta County commissioners made their resolution against it and kind of came out early against it, wanted to get ahead of that. I wonder if the reason that the commissioners did this was because they know fracking might be coming to Delta County and they want to kind of help the process along and be opposed to this resolution because they know that fracking will be here in the county very soon.
Well, my answer to that is I don't think that's a consideration for passing the resolution when we did. The fact the election is not much more than a month away. And furthermore, because we have mail-in ballots, they're going to go out even sooner than that. So people are going to have to start making up their mind. And I would state that fracking has already occurred in Delta County. And furthermore, the leases that have been proposed, the ones that involve coal bed methane in the abandoned mines were withdrawn. The ones actually in Gunnison County, but that were under the Paoni Reservoir were withdrawn. And so what we're really talking about is potential drilling sites that are much further away in the county than what was first proposed. And furthermore, we have deferred the potential lease sales in Gunnison County to them, even though we would stand the impact of it, the workers, and also the potential road traffic and that sort of thing.
Okay, now we'll switch gears a little bit here on the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Eric Gould. I'm here with Felix Belmont here at KVNF. And Doug Atchley, District 1 Commissioner from Delta County, is here with us today. As Felix mentioned, January will be the end of your term. Commissioner Atchley is term limited. Republican Mike Lane and Democrat Dick Gilmore are vying for the District 1 Commissioner seat currently held by Commissioner Atchley. I just wonder, Commissioner, what advice would you give to your successor?
Well, I could tell them several things, I think. I think one of the important things for a commissioner is we're, as a governmental body, the United States is a constitutional republic. So therefore, it doesn't matter, our citizens, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or something else, once you get elected, you represent all the people. And so it's a balance. And so the first advice I would give my successor is you have to listen to what people are telling you, are asking you. Ultimately, though, you find out that you, after you listen to everyone and hear their concerns and so forth, you still have to make a decision. And it doesn't matter on what you're talking about. And in that decision, you're going to please some people, you're not going to please other people, and you just hope that as a representative that you try to do the best job you can with the facts you have, and remembering always that the county budget has to be balanced. So that means that you're always going to be looking at revenue, and I know people don't want to talk about that as far as government looking at revenue, but revenue has to be maintained or grown, or that means on the flip side, if you don't do that, you're going to have to cut services. And I can guarantee you, almost everyone does not want their services cut. And so it's a fine tightrope that you walk.
And I'm sure a thick skin helps.
Yes, it does. And you just can't take things personally.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I've told people this before. I've been married a long time, over 40 years, and my wife and I still have disagreements. That doesn't mean we can't get along and we're not still married. It's just kind of the same analogy to representing voters. Give me the facts or give me your position, whatever, and that helps make decisions.
Sure. You mentioned that passing a budget is one of the main duties of the county commissioners, and let's talk about the budget a little bit. On August 30th, County Administrator Robbie LaValle met with the department directors to begin the process of formulating the county's budget. The commissioners were also in attendance at that meeting. LaValle reported that Delta County is in good shape as we head into the 2019 budget process. The economy in Delta County is moving toward the positive. Sales tax revenues are up, new construction has increased around the county, and the county's population is beginning to rebound. These are all positive signs, and I wonder, Commissioner, what do you attribute this growth to?
Well, whether we like it or not, we are somewhat tied to the national and the state economy. And when I took office, just to reflect a little bit, was really the start of the recession in 2008, and so it was exacerbated by the fact that we had the two coal mines closing and lost approximately 800 jobs in Delta County. So there was grave concern about a couple of things in that. One, what will be the sales tax revenue, which is one of the major revenues of the county, going forward with a declining revenue, potential revenue of workers and product going out of the county. And also, the other thing that the county continues to look at is our assessed valuation. And we have one of the lowest assessed valuations of counties that surround us or counties of like size in Colorado. So The concern is, okay, with that revenue base, how do you balance the budget every year and still not dramatically cut services to people who want things done, like, you know, continued road improvements and things like that. And so it's a very tight rope that you walk. And I would just add one thing. One thing that Delta County sorely needs is more businesses. Number one, they create jobs for citizens. But number two, because of Gallagher, which is a whole nother subject, but businesses are taxed on property tax at a different rate than residential property is. Businesses, and this is across Colorado, this is state law, businesses are taxed at 29% of their assessed value, whereas residential properties this year were taxed at 7.2%. And next year, we're still waiting for the number, but it could be as low as 6.11%, which means that if you don't have as many businesses or commercial properties as some of our neighboring counties does, automatically your revenue is less. And so that's a goal for the upcoming commissioners is, okay, how do we increase our business community and make it so that people want to live here? And we've taken the first step. And that is, if I could regress a little bit, the partnership that we have with Region 10 and started out with Montrose, the city of Montrose and the city of Delta, and that then for the middle mile of broadband, fiber optic. And then fortunately, during that process, Delta Montrose Electric came on as a party or a business that was interested in the last mile. And therefore, you have broadband being dispersed across Delta County today, which we did not have, which is critically important to businesses and people that want to live here that maybe have their own business. So that's the first step. And I apologize for the long answer, but you have to have those type of people living and working here also. Now, do I want to discount the other people? Not at all. We're very fortunate also to have a retirement community and people that are retired moving here. We have a tourism market, which is growing. And that's the other thing that we tried to envision after 850 coal miner jobs were lost is a more diverse economy. So we're not excluding anyone. What I see as a commissioner is we should try to engage people to live here and people to raise their children here and people to recreate here and people to have businesses and prosper financially as individuals. If people do that, then the county will be able to grow at a more acute rate than we have in the last 8 years.
I wonder if you might talk a little bit about the land use rewrites. Elise Castleberry, Director of Community Development, asked commissioners to review proposed timelines, responsibilities, and a fee schedule for the county's land use code rewrite. The total estimated price tag is $174,000, more than half of which would go toward legal fees. What can you tell us about the land use rewrite, and what are some of the things you hope will be the outcome of that process?
Well, it is expensive, and part of that, we have $40,000, I think, is the number left over in a DOLA grant that came that is left over from the master plan effort that was just concluded by the Planning Commission. So the master plan was the first step, and I think our history over the past 8 years would remind everyone, irregardless of what your thoughts are, that the specific development process that's now in place with the county definitely needs updated. And so the legal subcontractor of the legal team is and we haven't awarded this contract yet, but we're going to be looking at it. But that firm specializes in land use law, which is very important because it's very complicated, and we want the best legal advice we can get to see what this would look like going forward. And I don't know what that document's going to look like yet because we're just now talking about it. But here's what the ultimate goal from my mind would be, and that is that businesses, if they decide to locate or change what they're doing, can have a surety that it's going to be acceptable in whatever area they want to do that. And conversely, residential properties will have the assurance that if they're in a residential area, they don't have to worry about some business starting up there. So it's more clarity in land use, and you try to do all that while still maintaining property rights, which are also important for people that are owners of land.
And if you're just joining us, we're here with Commissioner Doug Atchley, District 1 from Delta County. I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News, and Felix Belmont is joining me as well here on our monthly Delta County Commissioner's Report. And Commissioner, if I may, my last questions kind of ask you to look back on your perspective now that your tenure is up here or winding up here as Commissioner. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how your opinion about these questions may have been shaped over the years. Delta County remains free of zoning at the county level. That makes it unique from what I've seen across the state. Not many counties have no zoning at all. Delta County has none. And I just wonder, from your perspective, is this good or bad?
Well, I think it needs updated. And in the county, the municipalities are different. They do have their types of zoning. In the county, you get an electrical inspection, you get a wastewater treatment inspection, and you have to have a system. And if you're building a new house, you also have to have plumbing inspected. So there is some regulations out there. I think from a health department situation, the septic system, which we have a lot, is very important. But going forward, as we continue to grow, we're going to have more involvement in the use of the land out there. So that's part of what this is all about, is to look at that and see what that looks like for Delta County.
And you've been a part of the county government for many years. I just wonder, if you look back on it, can you answer the question, what is your biggest pet peeve about county government?
Well, I don't know if this is a pet peeve, but this is one thing that I've experienced. When you talk to people, they always will tell you that they want limited government and they want smaller government. What I've come to find out or experience in my terms is what that really means is they want that for everyone else but them. And
In other words, not in my backyard.
Well, yeah. Or cut it for everyone else, but keep whatever you're doing for me the same, or yeah, grow it. And that's frustrating because that's not real. And yet I don't know if that's a pet peeve, but I have experienced that.
Unfortunately, that's just about all the time we have today, but I want to take this opportunity to thank Commissioner Doug Atchley for his great support of KVNF in general, and specifically for the way he has supported the Delta County Commissioner's Report on a monthly basis. And we certainly wish you all the best in whatever new enterprise you're going to embrace after you leave the county government.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Belmont.
Thank you, sir.